delete collection, and insert disposal. Representative Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the amendment and ask unanimous consent.
Hearing objection.
The reason for the amendment, Mr. Speaker, is that I believe that the communities, let me first, if I might have just a little leeway on, let me first express that I have been in the Togiak area and have participated about 2 years ago in the Togiak herring fishery, and I certainly concur with the remarks of the sponsor that it's a huge population of people that basically inundate a very remote and, in my opinion, a very beautiful and pristine area. However, as a participant in that fishery, I don't think I've ever seen more Fish and Game Patrol officers around at one time either. And they're the people who are supposed to be enforcing our laws in that site. And as a consequence, the boat on which I fished was only 32 feet in length, and there were five men on board that boat, and it was very crowded. And one of the reasons it was crowded is because we made certain that all of our garbage was in sacks, because whenever we went over to the processing boat, they would take the garbage off of our boat and take care of it in big dumpsters that they had on the back of their boat. That was the PFI processing boat out of Petersburg, Alaska. And they were very conscientious about their wastes and what was being done with their wastes on those processing boats, because it's a federal law and a state law not to pollute the waters. And you've got Fish and Game Patrol officers dashing all around, and you sure don't want to see a big bag of garbage floating around out there, because somebody's going to get cited for it. So I believe there is a problem. It's also my understanding that in the community of Dillingham right now, there is a gentleman who's purchasing a tug and a barge so he can go out and collect this garbage. And that's private sector business, and I certainly want to encourage him in his efforts, because I think we need it. But I also believe that each of these small communities need assistance. One of the projects that we've been working on in our district, and I'm sure many of you have too, is to provide incinerator plants and to take care of landfill problems that seem to be a constant problem for our communities, and I'm sure they are for yours. These small communities, I think, also need the assistance to take care of the landfill and disposal problems once this garbage comes to shore. I don't believe that there's necessarily a justification for the communities themselves to go into the garbage collection business with boats and barges and people going around collecting garbage. I do feel, though, that they have an obligation under state and federal law that when that garbage lands on their shores, they got to do something with it. And I think it's appropriate that the state provide some funding to those communities to assist them, whether it's through this piece of legislation here or through the appropriations process in capital projects that we run through DEC and other groups. And so I support the legislation, but believe we ought to take them out of the collection business and put them into the disposal business, Mr. Speaker. Thank you.
Representative Gall.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I appreciated the remarks of the previous speaker, but I just don't think the amendment is necessary. The language of the appropriation bill doesn't speak to the use of the appropriation. It only references the name of the fund, which I believe was covered in the last bill. And says that what it will be used for is to alleviate marine garbage problems, which seems to cover the concerns of the maker of the amendment.
Any further debate on amendment number 2? I am ready for the question. The question is, shall amendment number 2 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Representative Rieger.
Mr. Speaker, from yes to no.
From yes to no. Does any other member wish to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
14 yeas, 26 nays.
Amendment number 2 has failed adoption. Representative Pettyjohn.
Mr. Speaker, could we go up the calendar to introduction of guests?
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, proceed.
Gallery A is a friend of mine. I'm not sure what part of Anchorage she's living in right now. I got to know her 8 years ago when involving some political activities with her father, who a couple of us are well acquainted with. Carol Mikowski.
Any further guests for introduction? This brings us back down to the bill before us, which is in second reading. Does the clerk have any further amendments upon her desk? Okay, evidently we have a malfunction with a machine, and the vote is not coming out. Why are you telling me this? What are your recommendations? Why don't you tell me?
I have to get the hose down. Would you write down?
Okay, we'll have a brief at ease while the clerk tallies by hand the votes on the board.
Yeah, would you please put down a note? Will the House come back to order? Before the at ease, we had the bill before us in second reading. Does the clerk have any further amendments pending? No, Mr. Speaker. Okay.
We have no further amendments pending. Having no further pending amendments, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 494 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Are there any objections to the motion to advance from second to third reading? Hearing none, would the clerk please read the title of that bill?
House Bill 494 by Herman, an act making special appropriations to the Department of Community and Regional Affairs for grants to collect marine garbage and providing for an effective date.
Third reading, under debate.
Question.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Bill 494 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
33 yeas, 3 nays.
House Bill 494 has passed the House. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the final vote, a final roll call vote on the final passage of House Bill 494 be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Are there any objection as to the motion as to adopt the effective date clause? Hearing no objection, the effective date clause has been adopted. Would the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
House Bill 545 by the Judiciary Committee, an act amending crimes relating to sexual assault as they relate to persons who are mentally incapable. The Judiciary Committee has considered the bill and recommends it be replaced with the Judiciary Committee substitute with the same title and due pass to attach as a fiscal note. Report was signed by Sund Chairman concurring, Sund, Ulmer, Cotton, Navarre, and Barnes. The Finance Committee has considered the bill and recommends it be replaced with the Judiciary Committee substitute and due pass and also endorses a finance letter of intent and attaches a zero note with analysis. The report was signed by Adams Chairman concurring, Adams, Borchow, Larson, Gall, Swackhammer, Boyer, Rieger, Frank, Brown, and Davis. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having one committee substitute, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House adopt the Judiciary CS for House Bill 545.
Are there any objection as to the adoption of the CS Judiciary? Hearing no objections, the committee substitute Judiciary has been adopted. Does the clerk have any further amendments upon her desk?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Having no further amendments, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the Judiciary Committee substitute for House Bill 545 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Are there any objection to the motion to advance? Hearing no objection, would the clerk please read the title of that bill?
Committee Substitute for House Bill 545, Judiciary by the Judiciary Committee, an act amending crimes relating to sexual assault as they relate to persons who are mentally incapable.
Third reading, under debate. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall Committee Substitute for House Bill 545, Judiciary pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
38 yeas, no nays.
Committee substitute for House Bill 545, Judiciary, has passed the House. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There is a House Finance Committee letter of intent that's found in your bill, in the members' bill packet, and it is appears in the House Journal at page 3065 for the journal dated April 21, 1988. And at this time, members have had a chance to look at the letter. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House adopt the House Finance Committee letter of intent appearing in the April 21 House Journal at page 3065.
Are there any objection as to the adoption of the Finance Letter of Intent? Hearing no objection, that letter of intent has been adopted. This brings us to citations. Mr. Majority Leader.
Yes, at this time, Mr. Speaker, I give notice of reconsideration of my vote on House Bill 545.
Notice of reconsideration has been given on said bill, House Bill 545. Representative Sund.
Speaker, could we move back up to introduction of second?
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, proceed.
Speaker, I'd like to introduce in Gallery B, friend in the neighborhood, and also my daughter Teresa is with us, and her friend Tara Anderson.
Under introduction of guests, Representative Furness.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery A, I'd like to introduce to the body a good friend of and a constituent of Representative Barnes and I, Mr. Bill Sykes.
Any further guests for introduction? Representative Boucher.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery B, I'd like to introduce my good friend, DeVerl Peterson, down from Anchorage with the APEA.
Representative Menard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I got in trouble for introducing one person in Gallery A, but I don't think I'll get in trouble for introducing the other. Please help me welcome my daughter, Mackenzie Menard.
Representative Cotton.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think most of you know Frank Bickford in Gallery A, but I'd like you to give him a hand as a welcome and also a hand in another matter that we've been working on.
Representative Zawacki.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to give notice of my reconsideration on both House Bill 493 and 494.
Notice of reconsideration has been given on the two bills, 493 and 494, House bills. Under introduction of guests, Representative. Okay, this brings us back to the bottom of the calendar. We have some citations. Representative Pettyjohn, were you seeking the floor?
I just wanted to give notice of reconsideration on House Bill 339.
Notice of reconsideration has been given on House Bill 339. Okay, we have a couple of citations that some of you may consider reconsidering. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have two citations on the calendar today. I move and ask unanimous consent that they both be adopted. The first honors the people of Petersburg. The second honors Juneau Ice Hockey Team.
Are there any objection as to the adoption of the citations on today's calendar? Hearing no objection, the citations have been adopted. This brings us down to unfinished business. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If the members would bring out their limbo file.
Okay, the limbo file.
I move and ask unanimous consent that we enter the limbo file for the purpose of one specific matter. And that is Senate Bill 274.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Senate failed to concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 274 and and has requested that the House recede from its amendments. And therefore, the question is, should the House recede from its amendments to Senate Bill 274? And I would move that motion and recommend that the members vote no on the motion to recede. And therefore, we will appoint a conference committee. So the motion is to recede. My recommendation is to vote no.
Representative Taylor.
Yes, if the majority leader would be so kind as to explain to us what is the difference between the Senate version and the House, it would be of assistance to all of us in making a decision as to whether to go along with the Senate or not go along with them.
Mr. Majority Leader, would the House stand at ease? Will the House come back to order? Before the at ease, we had a motion before us to recede from our amendments to Senate Bill 274. Is there any further comments or debate? Representative Donnelly.
Mr. Speaker, in response to the inquiry from the member, in the House Labor and Commerce Committee, we added several sections to the bill at the request of the sponsor in the Senate that incorporated elements of a governor's bill. Those elements are identified in Section 1, and on page 2, section little I, and on page 3 through line 3 of the bill. And they have to do with disclosure of information regarding names of people who are hired by particular employers.
Okay, the motion is to recede from our amendments. The recommendation is to vote no. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the House recede from its amendments to committee substitute for Senate Bill 274? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
3 yeas, 34 nays.
The House does not recede from its amendments to committee substitute for Senate Bill 274. At this time, the following members of the House will serve on that conference committee. Chairing our conference will be Representative Boyer, Representative Donnelly, and Representative Frank. Any further unfinished business? Representative Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm going to ask to waive one Senate concurrent resolution. It basically asks school districts to consider looking at young astronaut programs within their school districts. So at this time, I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be allowed to waive Senate concurrent resolution number 37 relating to the young astronaut programs.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, that resolution has been waived to the next committee of referral. Representative Springer.
The Community and Regional Affairs Committee has Senate Bill 462, an act relating to seizure and forfeiture of property in cases involving controlled substances and so on. In possession, I ask for permission to waive this bill out of committee onto the next committee of referral, which is the Judiciary.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, that bill is waived. We'll go to Judiciary and then Finance. Representative Donnelly.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to bring up reconsideration of Senate Bill 463 at this time.
Okay, Senate Bill 463 is being brought up for reconsideration. It is before us in third reading and under debate. Is there any debate? The bill had its title read in third reading, is in reconsideration, and we have not been doing it to expedite the business of this body. Any debate? Representative Furness.
Mr. Speaker, no debate, but I'm trying to find my packet with that item. Could we at least have the... excuse me. Thank you.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall Senate Bill 463 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Will the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
33 yeas, 5 nays.
Senate Bill 463 has passed the House on reconsideration. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have one request for excused absence that was previously excused and unfortunately not read across. So at this time, I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Porchot be excused from the call of the House from 5 p.m. today through plain time Monday, April 25.
Object.
Hearing objection.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to make an amendment to that motion to move it till tomorrow morning instead of tonight, because we desperately need Representative Porchot for the basketball game tonight. Ask unanimous consent for that amendment.
Are there any objections? Representative Porchot, you must stay here and play. Are you sure it's not a handicap thing? You want to reconsider that? Our objections maintained to the request for Representative Porchot to be excused from the call of the House. Hearing no objections, Representative Porchot is excused from the call of the House. Any further unfinished business? This brings us down to committee announcements, standing or special. Representative Adams.
Thank you. House Finance will meet at 1:30 tomorrow to look at House Bill number 375, the budget bill.
Representative Kopanen.
The Legislative Council will meet on Tuesday, April 26th at 5:30 p.m. in the Butkovich Room. And I have an announcement of a calendar change. We waived Senate Bill 431, Cartographic Center, to resources. It appeared on the HES calendar for Thursday, will be withdrawn.
Okay. Representative Brown.
Thank you. The House Finance Subcommittee on House Bill 432 will meet at 4 o'clock Saturday in the House Finance Room. That's the bill relating to trades of AHFC homes.
Any further committee announcements? Representative Donnelly.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. House Labor and Commerce will not meet today at 4:30, and they will not meet tomorrow at 11 a.m. as it appears on the calendar.
Any further announcements? Mr. Majority Leader.
This is a general announcement, Mr. Speaker. I'd just like to request the members retain their bill packets for all bills today, except for House Bill 424, because House Bill 339, 493, 494, and 545 are all under reconsideration for Monday. And again, we'll be meeting at 10 a.m. on Monday and every Monday from now on.
Representative Navarre.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The legislative basketball team has a game tonight at 8 o'clock, tomorrow morning at 10:30, and tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m. And the game tonight is against the lobbyists. I'd like to have everyone show up about 7:45, and since we're playing a lobbyist, we should win this game.
Representative Collins.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. At the request of the Rail Belt mayors, a meeting is scheduled at 1 p.m. in Senate Finance. They request that the Rail Belt legislators meet there. Thank you.
Any further announcements? Representative Ulmer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Hudson and I would like to announce two receptions which are being held in the capital city this evening. One is the League of Women Voters. It is a statewide annual meeting of League members throughout the state of Alaska. It will be held from 5 until 6 this evening at Centennial Hall, followed by a potluck. And the other is the annual Alaska Public Employees Association reception, which is from 5 until 7 at the Treadwell Room of the Baranoff Hotel. Thank you.
Any further announcements? Special orders? Mr. Majority, Representative Collins.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I request the privilege of this floor to speak very, very briefly on creative writing.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just wanted to bring to the attention of the members and request that they check with their staff to see if they've received the book provided by the Mr. Stovall's English class from Clark Junior High. One of their creative writing projects was to interview people in Alaska to find out why they came here, why they stayed, and why they might be leaving. And the students did a very good job of interviewing people, and I think in times of when you read in the paper about people leaving Alaska and reasons why they may or may not do so, I think it's just a really good piece of information for us to have, and I just would suggest that the members peruse it. Thank you.
Any further special orders? Representative Davis.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. May we revert to introduction, guests?
Are there any objections? Hearing none, proceed.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I noticed a famous orator in Gallery A, a former member of this house, Fred Brown.
Representative Brown, I don't think we'll try your oratory out today. Is that all right?
Only one shot of your
oratory. Okay. Thank you, Representative Brown. Any further special orders, Mr. Majority Leader?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I request privilege of the floor to speak on the Japanese and Aleut Reparation Act.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The members should have on their desk a resolution that was approved last fall by the Western Legislative Conference, urging the federal government to pass the Japanese American and Aleut and Guamanian Reparations Acts. And this resolution was sponsored and carried by the delegation from Alaska. And it became somewhat controversial and difficult to pass, but we did the right thing. And we managed to get that bill through, and the representative from the Aleutians, Representative Herman, had a major role in that and deserves special thanks. In response to the hard work and the strong support from around the country, the Senate yesterday passed a strong bill that would provide $20,000 to each American of Japanese ancestry who was imprisoned, and $12,000 for all the Aleuts who were imprisoned, and would also provide another $20 million for Aleut villages and scholarships, and would also compensate the Aleut Corporation for the loss of Attu Island, and the traditional village site would be transferred to the corporation. Mr. Speaker, I know you know all the privations and the hardships those Americans suffered unjustly during World War II, and the fine records they have and how proud we are that they are Americans, and the major contributions that they have made to this great country of ours. And I think yesterday was a really important day.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Speaker.
At this time, I'm sorry.
Representative Taylor.
Yes, if I might have the privilege of floor to speak on the same subject very briefly.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, proceed.
Yes, along with accolades and applauds, I really believe that we sometimes often hear criticism on this floor of our congressional delegation, but it was our congressional delegation that accomplished that today, and I think that they deserve a round of applause along with the other people who have worked so hard to have that accomplished. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Okay, last time I called you Mr. Speaker. Let's try this. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. At this time, I move and ask unanimous consent. We stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Monday.
10 a.m. Monday.